the biggest incoming class ever at TCU.
I saw that.
Over 2,700 first-year students. That's the largest ever. So we got a lot of new frogs in the area. Welcome to it, everybody. Texas, this is radio, kids.
This is what we do.
Texas. Also on the app. Let's take a tour around some of those other Texas topics and the latest from, well, literally the floor of the House. Down there, the House of Representatives in Austin. So, out of Fort Worth, Nicole Collier represented. She stayed overnight, Monday into Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And she slept there, right on the floor, and actually in her chair.
Night.
And then she's still there. And actually, some of the other Democrats that, of course, they all left the state and broke the quorum. And then they came back and then they were assigned DPS officers to be with them basically at all times. And she didn't like that. So she stayed. And then now others are joining her. But last night there was a security problem, too. There was a threat phoned in and it was, you know, it was just somebody stirring up trouble. So they had to evacuate the Capitol grounds, so all the protesters had to go out and all the public, but the Democrats stayed just right there on the floor. They didn't get up?
Oh.
Yeah. So we'll see how long this lasts. It's not a filibuster. It's just not paying rent at this point, you know, quite honestly.
It's squatting.
And the Airbnbs down there in Austin are not cheap.
No kidding.
There you go. All right. So we'll continue to track that as nothing literally has happened that's new.
So you may be worried about comets or UFOs,
Yes. You
know, how your kids are going to get through the day without a cell phone or other big issues.
Yeah.
So let's just go ahead and add radioactive shrimp to the list of things to panic about. It is a major recall for the Walmart Talon frozen raw, easy peel, farm raised white Vanamai shrimp.
Mm.
Now, it may contain cesium-137. This is a radioactive isotope found in a nuclear reactor waste.
Yeah.
Encouraging everyone to return or dispose of it immediately. So, do we want to put that in the water supply? What's going on here?
So, you know, most recalls come and it's, you know, like the don't eat the flaxseed oil on something you'd never buy anyway.
Touched milk.
This is actually because this is a great value Walmart brand. And this very possibly is a recall that many people have.
All the time. I was a little concerned. Now, these are from Indonesia.
Sure.
And I went ahead and Googled this.
Okay.
Indonesia supposedly has no nuclear power or nuclear weapons. So what's going on with the radioactive isotopes?
Well, evidently, as they were shipped, it was the cargo containers that had the radioactive positives that were tested. And this thing it just transfers to whatever, because that's what radioactivity does.
I don't like any of this.
On National Radio Day, we know radioactivity.
So where's all those containers now?
I don't know, but this is perfect if you have a great recipe for Three Mile Island shrimp. Yeah. This is also an origin story for either our next new superhero or our next giant monster to face in the world. I'm pretty sure that's going to happen. Speaking of monsters, it dropped yesterday. The Dallas Cowboys, America's team, The Gambler and His Cowboys documentary. It dropped yesterday on Netflix. It's already streaming quite successfully by their metrics and whatnot, but it's an 8-part series. And it dives back, well, into the last 30 years, which, you know, the first couple of years were fantastic.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that's what at least 6 of the 8 episodes are about. Otherwise, I don't know where they're going to go with that. Are we going to talk about Quincy Carter for a whole thing? And either which way, you can find it on Netflix. If you're having trouble finding it, you can just search up, documentaries about ancient history, and it'll be right there.
That's so fun.
Go Cowboys. We're going to win the Super Bowl this year.
We're going to win the Super Bowl this year.
Shaq knows. Big thanks going out to the DPS, who is giving us a glow-up, if you will. It's a brand-new look for your Texas license and identification. Now, there's no yellow real ID star. Uh-uh. It is now black, and it's easier for law enforcement and other officials to read. In true Texas style, it also features a Lone Star and a bonus picture of the recipient. So there's two pictures of you.
Yeah, I saw the sample that they did, and it's what it's like, Jane Doe or anything.
It's so
like
busy.
That.
Very busy.
There's a lot going on in there.
Yeah, uh-huh.
But you don't have to update it if you've already gotten a real ID,
no,
right?
No, you're fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I don't have to go?
No, I don't think
so. Is it radioactive?
Well, don't update the app either.
Speaking
you never know
of
what's going to happen.
Transportations, of course, back in February, they retired in Granbury the trolley that had traveled around, and they got the new two trolleys. And now the Granbury trolleys have names.
Aww.
Yeah. You have the streetcars named Pearl and Crockett. So there you go. Pearl and Crockett. You can go traverse and trolley around on Pearl and Crockett there in Granbury.
Very nice.
Unfortunately, it's not like, you know, Trolley McTrolley face and stuff like that.
So this enjoyed it. Is so over. Not the show, not the trolleys, or even the radioactive shrimp, but the measles outbreak of 2025. 750 people wound up catching the virus. Things kicked off in West Texas. And it's been 42 days since a positive case was reported. The annual immunization rates for the MMR vaccine decreasing from 95% in 2019 among kindergartners to 92.7% in 2023.
Okay. There's a bunch of numbers, but congratulations, everybody.
Nothing to worry about.
I'm glad we did that. It's about to kick off, and it's a big weekend up there in the falls. If you know.
Oh, no.
It is.
Oh, boy.
The annual Wichita Falls Hotter Than Hell Weekend. And the Hotter Than Hell 100. If you don't know, you're new to the area, this is something that people voluntarily do of this time of year. It is a 75-mile, 100-mile, there's 100K, a 50-mile, 25-mile, 10K, all sorts of options, bicycle, essentially race there in Wichita Falls. So the festivities actually kick off tomorrow. So you can get ready for that. And congratulations goes out to, let's go out way out west to El Paso. An El Paso family, the Troia family. And woman in El Paso, Teresa Troia, who is a quadruplet herself.
Ooh.
Born alongside three brothers. Well, she just gave birth to quintuplets. So
that's five.
A quadruplet just gave birth to quintuplets. And she says, actually, multiples are quite normal in their family, and no fertility treatments have ever been used or involved.
That is really a labor of love.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. They're also big fans of the radioactive shrimp, so maybe there's something that goes on.
Morning Radio's best kept secret, KB and Heather Lee.